Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. I am your host, Visual Pony, and today we are reading the story Why Princesses Don't Bake by the author Arcelia. Now, please take a moment to look under this video. If there's a big red button, then that means that you are not subscribed to this channel yet. What are you doing? Subscribe to the channel. Even Blackjack knows that big red buttons are to be pressed. So, also, if you can find it in your heart to support the channel, that would be really cool. A like, a share, subscription, or, you know, the links in the description would help us out a lot. Even just a like, which is free, or a subscription, which is also free, would help a lot to bring new viewers to our videos. As Celestia slowly opened her eyes, a harmony of clanging pots and pans echoed through the halls of the castle. The Alicorn rose nonchalantly from her bed and adorned her royal crest pieces before peeping her head out into the hallway. Just down the passage, a large bowl rolled out of the furthest door on the right. This could mean only one thing. Letting out a heavy sigh, the princess made her way down the passage, knowing all too well of the mayhem that was afoot. Ever since her sister's return, she had been taking up various hobbies and activities, or as she put it, trying to reintegrate into normal society. But to Celestia, it was just another mess she would have to clean up. In the past, Luna had tried more extreme hobbies like archery or paragliding, but now she was trying to avoid doing anything that would land her another trip to the hospital. Especially after her attempt at snowboarding, which, of course, did not go well at all. Shuddering at the mere thought of what had to be the worst vacation she had ever been on, Celestia stopped outside the entryway to the kitchen. There was no need to go inside, for the large splotches of batter and flour were enough to know that there would only be one explanation.
Luna, I thought we both agreed that you would stop with these shenanigans. After all, it has been nearly a year since your return. I think it's time you returned to your normal activities,
pleaded Celestia, unamused by her sister's ridiculous antics. The Princess of the Night simply smiled proudly as she levitated a mixer over the bowl, sending batter everywhere.
Worry not, dear sister, for I was only trying to bake you a delicious cake,
Luna reassured, turning her attention away from her cooking. All around her was a chaotic mess, the batter-stricken walls only fueling her rage even more, but something else had drawn her attention away from all the clutter. Crawling around the countertop was a miniature figure, no bigger than a mouse.
Luna? Yes, Tia?
She replied, turning to face her sister once more.
There's a rat on the edge of your bowl,
Celestia pointed out bluntly.
Do not fret, sister, for he shall do us no harm. He is simply hungry. Well, if you want your cake to have a slight vermin taste to it, that is,
Celestia said, letting out a giggle. Luna pouted.
At least I try and do some of my own cooking for once. You and your large platters of donuts don't lie. I like to keep my dietary habits to myself, Luna. Of course, I'm quite sure that the Night Guard would be amused by the tales of your midnight snacks. Remember that time you decided you had a bizarre craving for salt and pepper French fries dipped in chocolate ice cream?
Celestia smiled mischievously. Her sister's face turned crimson.
Yes, Tia, but that was because I was in the middle of a gaming tournament and needed the extra carbs to help me concentrate. Of course, that explains why one fateful evening you wanted chocolate and fried onion with grilled cheese in a sandwich. Once again, I was in the middle of one of my marathons and therefore needed a little boost to get me through the night. Then I'm sure that would explain your bizarre cravings for salty cucumber fingers and custard.
Celestia snickered. But before her sister could make an equally mocking remark in response, the sleepy and slightly disheveled form of Princess Cadence walked in. Letting out a loud yawn, Cadence chimed in.
What are you two arguing over now?
I'm trying to get Luna to stop with her ridiculous antics. Clearly you didn't hear all the commotion from the two floors up.
I'm sure even the royal guard would have been slightly startled by all the noise.
Celestia replied, a splotch of flour landing on her nose. Cadence let out a light chuckle.
Well, I would have thought that they would be used to it by now. After all, according to Shining Armor, one of the basic training components is to be able to stand perfectly still and silent while in a room full of screaming parakeets.
She said, dodging a large spoonful of batter as it was sent flying through the air. At that moment, Twilight shuffled in through the entrance, eyelids still half closed as drool clung to the edge of her chin.
What an Equestria!
She mumbled quietly as she felt the powdery sensation beneath her hooves.
Good morning, Twilight. I hope you slept well.
I do apologize if my sister woke you. She hasn't been her usual self lately.
Celestia greeted her politely, noticing the large swollen blemish on the pony's forehead.
Late night studying, I presume?
Twilight rose a hoof to her forehead, feeling the large bumps that had formed.
Oh, yes. Well, I woke with a rather firm thud. I heard all the noise coming from downstairs and decided to investigate. It would seem that some ponies don't know the meaning of the word...
But she was cut off by the wet, cold sensation of sticky batter making contact with her face.
Manners.
Twilight managed to finish as the princess slowly composed themselves, rising to their hoofs once more. The other two Elecons giggled at the pony's now sticky and battered covered features.
My apologies, Twilight. It would seem that Luna is lost in her own little world at the moment, said Cadence.
Speaking of Luna,
Celestia said, glancing over at her sister as she placed the baking tray into the oven.
Tia?
Yes, Luna?
How hot should I make the oven?
Her sister asked. Clearly, she had never baked a cake before.
180 degrees at the most, Luna. Otherwise, it'll burn.
Celestia replied.
380 degrees, did you say? No, Luna, 180 degrees.
She said, almost shouting.
Oh, of course. How long will it take to cook?
About 20 minutes.
Celestia replied.
20 minutes? But that's far too long for a simple cake to cook. Surely there must be some way of speeding up the processes, perhaps if I... No, Luna, wait!
But her cries went unheard as Luna casted her magic onto the electrical element of the oven. She caused for the frequencies to collide and as a result for the entire Royal Canterlot kitchen to be destroyed, perishing in the great explosion that Luna's incompetency had caused. Thankfully, the four Elecons had survived the blast thanks to the swift actions of Celestia, who casted a teleportation strong enough to send the four of them to a safe place. A safe place being the rest of the castle, which remained unaffected by the outburst. Now, they were all seated in the great dining hall, staring at the pitiful remains of Luna's cooking. Residing in the middle of the table was a large burnt pile of cake chunks. It was all they managed to save from the blast. Only one question remained. Who would be brave enough to take the first bite? After a few more minutes of silence, the loud chewing noises coming from Princess Luna's mouth surprised every pony.
What? It's delicious!
Luna declared, ignoring the disgusted looks of those around her.
Luna, the rat was perched on the edge of your bowl fell right into the batter. I don't think you should be eating that.
The Princess of the Night stopped chewing to consider her sister's words. The batter did have a bit of a slight vermin taste to it after all. But other than that, it was fine. Albeit a little burnt fine. After a moment, she swallowed.
I'm aware of that, but I will not let a perfectly good cake go to waste. After all, this could be our last meal for quite a while, and who knows when I'll get to eat cake again?
She asked rhetorically. The other three Elecons just giggled at Luna's rather childish mind as she continued to eat the chunks of the cake before them. It is for this reason that princesses most certainly do not bake. The end. Hello and welcome back to Comment Time with Visual Pony World, where we once again remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated. And now I will stop talking this quickly because I don't think I can keep going for much longer. Okay, so let's get this out of the way. I completely empathize with Luna here, because I, at one point in my life, when I was a little wee boy, I tried to make bread buns for my parents for breakfast, and we didn't have any yeast in the house. And did you know that if you mix flour with just milk and a little bit of salt, it turns into a really sticky concoction? Did I mention that I was not tall enough to reach all of the cabinets, and so with my dough-smeared hands had to climb onto the counter? Yeah, the kitchen was a mess after that. And I got seriously punished, even though I meant well. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and I hope that this video finds you well in body and mind.